Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for 10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
We have been covering the Thomas Randolph murder trial for you, and we are continuing to cover that as new trial audio comes in. There was one day off from court, so we have no new trial audio for you until tomorrow. But we do today have a lot of interesting pieces of audio surrounding the case itself, including interviews, including courtroom audio from specific points in the trial, pretrial hearings, as well as Thomas giving the cops a tour of the house, very dramatic tour of the house where the murders took place. And we are going to play all of that for you here today in several different segments. We're going to start out with a pretrial hearing, which took place about 2 months ago prior to this trial getting underway. It does include audio from Thomas Randolph, and I think it's important to take a listen and understand more about the very bizarre personality of Thomas Randolph, accused of murdering his sixth wife and a friend who he claimed was trying to murder that wife, and he did it in self-defense. Let's go to that pretrial hearing and take a listen.
Mr. Randolph, are you on blue jeans? Mr. Bradford, can you hear anything going on in the room next door?
Yeah, I see him too. He's logged in as J945-8 JDC inmate hearing.
Huh? Okay. Mr. Randolph, can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, so Mr. Randolph is here. Let's go to page 5. C250966, State of Nevada versus Thomas Randolph. May the record reflect Mr. Randolph is present via blue jeans from the Nevada Department of Corrections. Mr. Ornos is here on his behalf, as well as Mr. Oram is also here, and Mr. Pesci is here on behalf of the state. Mr. Ornos or Mr. Oram, what is the status on trial readiness? Are we on track?
We are on track, Your Honor.
Okay, and the Crime Stopper materials, it's my understanding the state is not opposed to getting an order to turn those over. Have we already done that?
That's my understanding as well, Your Honor.
Okay, Mr. Ornos, do you know, has the order already been submitted?
We will be submitting it shortly.
Okay, so I'll sign that order based on the representation that there's a stipulation to release those records. So as soon as I get the order, I'll sign that order, we'll release those records. Anything else that we need to discuss today, Mr. Ornos?
Judge Jones, can you hear me?
I can, Mr. Randolph.
I have some problems. I've been trying to get with the lawyers, and they tell me that the prison will not let them visit me virtually, will not let them talk to me telephonically. That is what you guys told me, correct?
Yes, yes. And Your Honor, excuse me, I would address this, Jim Ornos. So, you know, it's very difficult. I mean, sometimes we try to get a message to them. They won't pass it on. It's, you know, their policies are making it extraordinarily difficult for us to talk to our client, even on the phone. Now, of course, we can go up there and we're going to do that. But, you know, if we have to limit contact to just those times where we can travel to the prison, I mean, obviously, that's really going to impact our ability to communicate with our client.
My concern is I was under the impression because we've had virtual conversations with Tom Erickson, which I guess is no longer on my case. So I know what happens. And I know you signed an order because they took the cuffs off so I can write and stuff. So I know there's an order in place. And I thought the last time we talked, when they took me to Clark County just to do this over the virtual thing here, which was just a total waste of time and exposing me to COVID, I asked you about a standing order and you said you didn't think that was in place, but you had no problem with that. It's beyond me that my lawyers cannot set up a virtual, and maybe they're not shooting straight with me, but this is getting old really fast. So I got a problem, and I got two or three problems I want to put on the record today. I filed a motion. I don't know if you have got that. I know my lawyers got it. The state should have had it by now. But this has been going on for 14 years. There are motions that my attorneys should be filing in the next 3 weeks, but they have to talk to me first. We've been getting files, but when I say, I need to talk to you, and they say, we need to talk to you, okay, set up a virtual call. There's supposed to be a court order. It doesn't happen. They say, we can't do it. The prison won't let us. Set up a telephonic call. Well, we can't do that. The prison won't let us. So I don't know who's doing what here, but it's my understanding you're the judge. You write the orders. They do what you tell them, not what they want to do. So, and I'm talking not about the lawyers, I'm talking about the prison. I need contact with my lawyers. My lawyers need to see me. I've been spending a fortune sending them, mailing them things. So we're at this point, but they won't let them come out and visit me, even though we've had the COVID vaccine months now. I am sitting in limbo. I know what I know, and this case is over. It's just a matter of filing a couple of motions, and the state's not going to be happy with it, but they screwed up, and they're going to have to live with the consequence, but nothing's going to get done until my lawyers file this. Nothing's going to get done until my lawyers come out and see me or whatever. So I'm asking, if my lawyers file a motion to have me transported to one of their offices, because there are literally hundreds of pictures and dozens of hours of video and audio that I have to listen to, because I haven't had that yet. It's been 14 years and I haven't seen the whole walkthrough, just because I've had 25 lawyers in 14 years, starting my 14th year, and the only two that did anything was my Utah attorneys. So it's really getting frustrating to me, because like I said, I know what I know. I photocopy everything, and I'm not, this is nonsense. I'm not going to put up with this much longer. So I'm asking, if my lawyers file an order asking me to be transported to their office so that I can access the computer and go over the files, because they have the files, you would certainly sign that, I would believe, because that's happened in the past. If my lawyers get an order saying that they need to talk to me virtually a couple of hours here, a couple hours there, it's my understanding you've already signed those orders. They're in place. If they're not, they will refile those, and it's my belief you would sign those. If my lawyers file a motion and orders saying they need to talk to me telephonically and set this up, it's my belief that you would sign those. Am I incorrect? Are you not going to sign orders allowing me access to my attorneys?
I'm not going to sign an order to transport you to your attorney's office, because that's outside of my jurisdiction. That is up to the prison where you are transported. So you're incorrect, and I'm going to sign that. I can't tell you whether or not I'm going to sign any other orders that you mentioned, because I haven't seen them and I don't know what the reasoning is behind them, which is, I'm sure, the reason why Mr. Ornos probably is in preparation of those orders and hasn't submitted them, because Mr. Ornos is 110% aware of what is and is not legally allowed. And Mr. Ornos isn't going to request something that he knows isn't legally allowed. Mr. Ornos just indicated that he has been having problems with being able to see you at the prison. And I did sign an order back on, I signed it May 18th, saying that he's supposed to have weekly telephonic conferences with you. And Mr. Ornos, are you saying that is not being complied with?
I am, Your Honor. Yeah, that's it's not. They.
All right. Well, we're going to need to get the prison. We're going to need to get the prison here so we can have discussions with them about how this is going to proceed. I'm having this issue with the prison in another case, and they will actually be here on Monday in regards to that issue. But Mr. Ornos, I'm going to ask you to get in touch with the prison and file a motion to put this on calendar on the day that they're, and we need them here. We need the Attorney General's here office here on behalf of the prison so that they can discuss why the prison is not in compliance with the order that I issued. And Henry Kim is here, it appears. Mr. Kim, are you here on this matter?
Your Honor, I'm actually here on the Bradford matter. I apologize for the camera. It's not working for some reason.
Okay, but you, so you, who would, how do we get in touch with, who's representing the prison in regards to not honoring my orders on Thomas Randall?
Your Honor, I'm not, I mean, because it's a criminal case and there, if there's an outstanding order regarding a weekly teleconference, I can certainly look into that and see what's going on. But I'm not sure if anybody's been aware, made aware of that order. I'm not sure who's, Mr. Orm is on this case.
Jim Ornos, you were made aware. As a matter of fact, I sent it to the prison and the prison then called Chambers. So.
Okay. I personally haven't been made aware, so let's make that clear. Who at the prison did you provide the order to, and they deny the teleconference?
They just ignored it. They called Chambers. No one even called us back. They just ignored it and called Chambers. That's what they did. Okay. So nobody called us back to even tell us that.
How about you can communicate with me and then I can possibly facilitate and assist you in scheduling a teleconference with your client.
Fantastic. I'm sorry, what's your name again?
My name is Henry Kim, and you can look up my information on the State Bar website.
Okay, AG, I got it. Okay.
Judge Jones, also this virtual, we can talk on the phone, but obviously I can't see any video that my lawyers have that I need to see. They can't see any files that I have. Now, I have been sending my two lawyer, Jim, a lot of files. That is the crux of their 17, 18, 19 boxes of files. You only need these 300 or 400 pages. They speak for themselves. They will be my defense. If we go to trial, they will be the crux of what I am going to report to you in a minute. And then the state's going to have a real issue. But virtually, if nothing else, if we get 2 or 3 hours right in a row, and that's why I've done this, here's page one, they got page one, I got page one, and we can go through each and every one of those files if it takes, and it's going to take 2-3 hours right in a row. And we do this virtually so that we can actually, I can show them, that's the purpose of having my hands uncuffed so I can hold the files up and we can see what we got here. Also, my lawyer says they have no problem coming out and seeing me, bringing the laptop, bringing all the video, and spending all day here. They said that's not a problem, but they won't let me do that, or they won't let them do that. This is nonsense. I want the hell out of here, and I know when these lawyers see what there is to see, they're going to file the appropriate motions, and they're going to ruin your day, and they're going to ruin the state's day, because then you are going to grant these motions that they file, and I'm going home. It's that simple. But it's not going to happen until they come and see me, till they have access to me. I've been waiting 14 years. I've had 25 attorneys. It's getting old. So you have to step up and make these people do what they need to do. And lastly,
Mr. Randolph. All right. Mr. Kim is going to help facilitate getting you access to your lawyers. He just told Mr. Ornos that. Mr. Kim is going to facilitate that. So we're about to set a status check to make sure that's been done and that you've had access to your lawyers. So that's exactly what we're going to do in regards to that issue. What is your last issue?
Okay, I had a question. I couldn't hear you earlier. I heard the lawyer saying something about they were supposed to get something within so many days, and now I didn't hear what you was talking about when we first started and you didn't know I was here. Something about they was expecting some paperwork and they hadn't got it, or
they're talking about the material from Crime Stoppers that there's been a court order for them to get. The state is agreeing to give it to them. The order's going to be signed for them to get it.
So we should have that in.
I have no idea, Mr. Randolph. I don't control Crime Stoppers.
What I was asking, and I will try to get with the attorneys if they can hopefully come out on the 10th. I know this is a holiday weekend, July 10th, spend some time with me. I'm wondering if we can have a status check on the 16th to see if these have been filed, because if they haven't filed these things, then we need to talk about maybe we're not working together, the lawyers and I, but I think they'll do, I believe they're going to do what they're supposed to do. But is there a way to have a status check on the 16th? So that
could I be heard, Judge? Could I be heard?
Yes, Mr. Randolph. First of all, you can't dictate when the lawyers are going to come visit you. Okay, these lawyers are going to come visit you when they can arrange to come out and visit you. I am not going to sit here and guarantee you that's going to happen on July 10th, because then if it doesn't happen, we lie, Mr. Randolph. When I'm talking, you're not. I'm not going to guarantee you that. We're also not having a status check date on July 16th. I'm going to set a status check date momentarily, but I'm about to hear from Mr. Orme because he would like to be heard. Go ahead, Mr. Orme.
Your Honor, just so the record is clear, I'm confirming today. I know Mr. Randolph has serious issues and I'm going to work with Mr. Randolph and Mr. Ornos. I'm confirming today. I know very limited information about the case, but we're going to make sure that Mr. Randolph is visited, his issues are taken care of, the appropriate motions are filed. And so I want to assure the court and Mr. Randolph of that. I know Mr. Ornos is working hard on the case.
Thank you, Mr. Orme. I have no doubt that's exactly what you're going to do. So I'm ordering Mr. Kim to communicate with Mr. Ornos and Mr. Orme to make sure we get these visits coordinated. You guys will have that done. We'll have a status check on July 30th for a status check on visitation at 8:30.
Thank you, Your Honor.
What was the date?
July 30th.
For clarity purposes.
July. Okay, that was my. I have 2 minutes and I'm done. I filed a motion and I don't think you've got it yet. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Basically, what this motion is, and
I'm filing. Randolph, you're not going to tell me what the motion is. When I get the motion, it's
going
to be calendar. You're not going to tell me what the motion is today, because the motion is not on calendar, and I'm not going to decide it because I haven't read it. When the motion gets filed, I'm going to read it, and then I will decide it at that time.
Okay. That's what I had asked, if we could do that on the 30th. So I guess you'll decide that and let us know.
Yep. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thanks, guys. That's what I wanted to hear you was going to do.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend, because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.